University of Chicago economist Don Corsi in a study for atrazine maker Syngenta concludes if EPA sides with environmentalists and bans the 50-year-old herbicide, it would be devastating to the corn economy.
What I found is that a ban on atrazine in Illinois would result in a roughly $26 to $50 acre loss in value to Illinois corn farmers. $26 per acre all the way to $58 per acre. This range reflects the various assumptions between what would happen to yield.
In line with EPA's $28 per acre atrazine value, multiplying Corsi's figures by U.S. corn acreage shows an impact of between $2.3 billion and $5 billion per year. EPA's estimate is in excess of $2 billion. Using individual dollar productivity, Corsi calculated job losses nationwide at between 21,000 and 48,000, raising 12% ag unemployment to 14.6%, and focusing just on the corn sector.
Starting from the current unemployment rates of roughly about 11%, as much as increase of 25% more. That is 11 plus 25, or into the high 30% unemployment rate in the corn sector. And that's why I feel justified in using this word devastating.
The Bush EPA re-registered atrazine in 2006 based on the evidence of nearly 6,000 studies and more than 80,000 public comments. The Obama EPA began an additional unscheduled review of atrazine in late 2009. Triazine Chairman Jerry White said he fears the final verdict on atrazine will be driven more by political science than sound science.
There have been some public statements by officials within the White House and others that have indicated that there might actually be some sort of decision made that would then be reviewed by the September SAP. This is concerning, I guess, on a number of levels. You know, the whole idea of the science advisory panels is to vet out science that lets you make decisions, not necessarily to review decisions that you've already made.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.